Good evening, everyone. This is Mellow Max, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. My radio show is called Highly Recommended. It is full of all of the music and things that I recommend highly. On the docket for tonight, I'm going to play another... Oh, actually, that first song was Suck Sexy by Metric, a song which is one of the songs that's been stuck in my head a lot lately. And I'll be playing a couple more of them. And then at 7:20, I will be joined by Usul, who is going to play a DJ set live for us here on air with vinyl and cassette and CD. You name it, he's using it. It's going to be a great time. Stick around for that. It'll be very interesting for sure. After the next song, I will be doing the penultimate episode installment of my Welcome to Medford radio drama, based loosely, not so loosely, on Welcome to Night Vale. Good times, good times. Coming up next, English Teacher with R&B.
Like to be close enough.
Good evening, dear listeners of WMFO. Welcome back to the 7 p.m. hour where the shadows shine brightly and the secrets tell all. I am your host, Mellow Max. Welcome back. Today, where... I'm gonna start over, guys. Whew. Good evening, listeners of WMFO. Welcome back to the 7 p.m. hour, where the heat is hot and getting to us all, and the weather is severe, if you believe the reports. I am your host, Mellow Max, and tonight we explore the scars that linger from a fire that once consumed our dear station. Long ago, on the third day in April of 1977, a devastating fire swept through the halls of WMFO, destroying the station's extensive record collection, three studios worth of equipment, and countless memories and treasures that could never truly be replaced. Although the cause of the fire was originally attributed to faulty wiring, I would like to suggest another cause, our very own Rick Deckard. More than a program, less than a man, he's a true Boston cryptid. With the station briefly offline and temporarily displaced, Rick emerged into the world and was misidentified several weeks later as the Dover Demon as he wandered across the Massachusetts countryside. Now, let us turn our attention to the latest happenings in our fair town of Medford. In today's edition of Medford Mysteries, we have reports of a series of mysterious crop circles appearing in the fields just outside of town. Witnesses claim to have seen strange lights dancing in the night sky. Maybe they were tuned in to WMFO, and they left behind intricate patterns etched deep into the earth. The city council advises residents to approach the fields with caution and to refrain from attempting to communicate with any extraterrestrial visitors. Ah, the wonders of East Coast life never cease to amuse me. But now let us return to the heart of the mystery that is WMFO. Stay tuned, dear listeners, as we delve deeper into the shadows of WMFO, where the flames of the past still burn bright. Until next time. The fire may have taken much from us, but it also forged something new, a spirit of resilience that continues to burn within the heart of WMFO. And speaking of something burning, no, I suppose that's just the weather.
Kick around, kick around. I'll make you sorry.
That last song was I'll Make You Sorry by the Screaming Females, and on before that, We Kick Around by Princess Chelsea, a New Zealand artist that just happened onto my radar a couple weeks ago. May is National Bike Month, and the third week of May is Bike to Work Week. It's an excellent time of year to try this healthful, non-polluting way to travel. Cycling can be fun, healthy, and enjoyable, but it's important to follow the rules of the road. A motorist passing a bicycle must wait until it is safe to pass, then give adequate clearance. A cyclist should try to make it easy for a motorist to pass, but only if it is safe. When it is not safe to allow a car to pass, a cyclist should use the full lane. No matter what, watch out for distracted drivers, because they are everywhere. Cyclists have the same rights and the same responsibilities as other drivers. Drive your bike like the vehicle that it is, and every week can be Bike to Work Week. A message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio, and in a few minutes I'll be handing things off to my buddy who I bike to work with, biked to work with on Bike to Work Day. But first, one more PSA. The radio event of the year is coming. Save the date, because June 1st, 2024 is Live Day 2024. 6 hours of non-stop live music on the radio. Tune in to 91.5 FM in the Boston area or catch the action worldwide at WMFO.org. The festivities start at 9 a.m. on June 1st. 10 bands, 6 hours, live from the WMFO studios. Live Day 24. You'll hear Gene Dante, Happy Little Clouds, and Lavina Falls. It said to pick 3, and I just, once again, catch Live Day 2024 at 91.5 FM in the Boston area and worldwide at WMFO.org. Set your alarm for 9 a.m. on June 1st for Live Day 24. Don't miss a single second. And coming up next, a great song by Cake, and then Usul will be taken over. I'm so sorry, it's Usnul. I'll have him say it on the mic later. But first, Cake.
I want a girl who knows what's best. I want a girl with shoes that cut and eyes that burn like cigarettes. I want a girl with the right allocations, who is fast and thorough and sharp as a tack. She's playing with her jewelry. She's putting up her hair. She's touring the facility and picking up slack. I want a girl with a short skirt and a long jacket. To cut through red tape with fingernails that shine like
the heat is naturally affecting all of us differently, including our audio equipment. So while we troubleshoot that, enjoy some Steely Dan. I know that we will. Technical issues sorted. Coming up next is Usnul spinning some vinyl.
Time. playing some tracks for you tonight. Right now, Flatty's playing from one of the latest releases, Intuitive Ward. I forgot the name of the track, unfortunately. I'm looking at the back of the record and I'm just forgot the name of the track. Whatever, it's a really good album. Love it. I will try to distract myself a little bit and speak to you guys about the stuff that I'm playing, but hope you enjoy. This is one of my favorites, label Giggling, Lay For A Leg Off, album Mirror, track The Slip. I've never really played this track, but in preparation to this session, I kind of scrambled through my favorites, and it's really good, just great record in general, kind of lo-fi, the can't remember the name of the artist, but what I'm trying to refer to, but this soft lo-fi sound, enjoy. Instrument, Volume 1, Track in Bloom. The point about this whole label is that each album is released and each track played is played only with one instrument involved. So, beautiful track, produced on Korg DS8.
And Georgie, before you take us off the air, why don't you tell us a little bit about how long you've been DJing and where you got your start?
Sure, yeah, let me play another track.
Sure. It's very important, you know. Analog. Keeps you on your toes. Yep, we can hear it.
Suzanne Crafts, album called Missum. A really good friend of mine from St. Petersburg told me about her, she recorded a lot of great albums in collaboration with Johnny Nash. This label Missum was released in Running Back. Great, you know, this ambient filled with emotion, kind of have a really like tribal, you know, touch to it. Really good, just to listen to, you know, or just play around with when you're feeling like in a ambient music type of mood, you know, Max. This track that I'm playing right now is Anton Kubikov. One of his ambient, ambient or emotional releases, as he's known more as a, you know, minimal producer. The album's called Whatness, and the track, I've been really bad with tracks. This track's name is Timeless. Kind of speaking for itself. I will take another break for another track, and then I will tell you about myself, as I don't really like talking about myself, but I will just, you know, just in a casual conversation, we're going to talk a little bit. Kind of a believer in the love from first sight and in the love from the first moment you hear tracks. So this is one of the compositions. I got super lucky to get to know John from Ben Creon Records in Cleveland, who showed me the artist. It's a duo or band, Seahawks. British. So the track is called Music for Dolphins and People. Just a beautiful wavy flowing composition. I'm again running out of track time. Let me put another one and then we can chat a little bit more.
He keeps coming up with excuses.
Now we have time. The track that I played before, I told you, Seahawks, Music for Dolphins and People. Part 2, the album name is Eternal Beams. Fucking awesome, have no words. This music that is playing right now, it's the artist called About Face, multidisciplinary artist, multi-instrumental. Like, this guy is fucking crazy. Everything that he touches, just beautiful. He works with film, like stitching the film or something, like, just great. And the music is great too. So back to where we started with you, Max, right?
Yeah.
The question that you asked me.
So yeah, Usnul. How do you say it?
What's Usnul.
Right? Usnul. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know. It just kind of happened.
Does it mean anything?
It means fell asleep in Russian. Yeah.
Oh.
yeah. And a lot of my buddies told me that, you know, if you're playing like some dance music, you should definitely like think of changing the name to something more kind of playful, I would say, maybe up to the genre. But I said no. Probably gonna stick just with this one name. I'm not a big fan of like having multiple artist titles or nicknames.
Yeah.
My musical journey, I would say, started with it came from my family. Just checking on the record. My uncle, he collected records and still is collecting. But when I was a kid, I would just, you know, peek into it, like, yeah, it looks cool, but I've never really, like, given a thought of it, like, just, you know, given full, like, head first dive in, you know? But at some point when I was, like, 14, I'm like, okay, maybe I should give it a listen. And I started, I got my first record player, and I started, like, just borrowing some records off of him. And that was the, you know, first Detroit classics, not Motown, but more like electronic, like 90s, Metro Blacks labels, a lot of house music, Sound Signature records and stuff like that. So it's classics.
Yeah. Much.
And then, yeah, I just kind of started listening to it and started collecting my own. And I started with, like, Little Dragon.
I don't know if I know that name.
Yeah, they kind of famous, but, like, you know, at the moment when you start developing your tastes and started listening to things, you think, like, oh, damn. You don't think that a lot of people listen to it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But then you start digging, and then you realize, yeah, the stuff that you thought not a lot of people listen to actually is pretty popular. That was the main thing for me. I was just like, I was just trying to find something more niche, more just, you know, like constant, like searching for some melodies and new approaches. And I got a really fast start and got into a lot of genres, and then I got super, super exhausted out of just listening to music, and I settled on boom bap music, which was kind of interesting. But in Moscow, we had a big movement at that moment. I think it was like 2017, 2016, Dope 90s. That's the, like, a promo group. Let me play another record now.
For sure. And so Georgie only mentioned it there briefly, but he's the accent is Russian. He's from Moscow. And so we're going to be talking a little bit about that music scene later on tonight, and a little bit about the Boston music scene, because I had the pleasure of watching Usnul spin some records at a basement rave a little while back, about a month ago, I think. And that was really fun. And yeah, it's cool hearing slightly different genre tonight, hearing something more atmospheric, ethereal. And yeah, so this is Mellow Max, and I am joined by my guest DJ Usnul. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. This is a vinyl DJ set from Usnul.